In this bulletin, tsunami survivors in Indonesia frustrated at a lack of support as the death toll passes 1,200. State and territory treasurers to meet today over proposed changes to GST distribution. And Greg Inglis, no certainty to regain the Australian Rugby League captaincy when he returns from suspension. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Time is running out for survivors of a deadly earthquake and subsequent tsunami on the Indonesian island of Sulawesi, with angry residents waiting for an aid operation to pick up the pace. The death toll has now passed 1,200, with officials warning it could go even higher. Most of the dead have come from the city of Palu, while hundreds more are being treated in hospitals for injuries. Christoph Bolirak from the United Nations Children's Fund says the agency holds grave fears for the child victims.
We are worried about what we know in terms of the impact of children, and also about what we don't know yet, as information about the full extent of the disaster is still emerging. In central Sulawesi, we have concerns not only for the safety of children in Palu, but also in the city of Donggala and in other communities still cut off from humanitarian aid.
The Australian government is sending dozens of medical staff to Indonesia as part of a $5 million response. More than 50 medical professionals will be deployed to set up a temporary emergency and surgical care hospital, helping locals on the ground with treating the injured. Speaking in Washington, Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says the government stands ready to help.
We will also be providing additional funds to the UN and to local partners, which will be used to provide water, shelter, psychosocial and health support as well. So this is a very significant disaster. It's an extraordinary challenge. I've spoken before about the remoteness of the location in Sulawesi in particular. We are looking forward to, the best as we can, to supporting our Indonesian neighbours at this time of great need.
State and territory leaders are meeting with the federal government in Melbourne today, with changes to the GST expected to top the agenda. The plan to introduce a 75-cent floor in GST payments was developed to protect Western Australia's share from crashing to the mining boom lows of less than 30 cents in the dollar. But eastern states have raised concerns that they'll be worse off. Speaking on Sky News, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the new deal will see everyone better off.
All states and territories will be better off as a result of this. We've used the data produced by the Productivity Commission. We're putting in an additional $9 billion to support the states and territories. There will be an additional $1 billion in perpetuity going to the states and territories from the GST. And we are putting in a floor at 75 cents so that no state falls below that proportion of their GST share.
Parents and role models are being urged to consider what children might learn from their words and actions as part of a national campaign aimed at reducing family violence. One in six women have experienced physical or sexual violence by a current or former partner since the age of 15. Research suggests more than two-thirds of adults who saw the Stop It at the Start campaign took action and started to change their attitudes towards abuse. The first instalment of the campaign has been viewed more than 43 million times since 2016. The second phase has been launched at a two-day national summit in Adelaide, with the new national advertising campaign to air across the country from Sunday. Minister for Women Kelly O'Dwyer has told the Seven Network the campaign aims to change entrenched attitudes.
We know that attitudinal change means that you have to challenge the way that people talk to young people about issues, and you have to reinforce the more positive messages around respect.
In sport, Kangaroos coach Mel Meninga says Greg Inglis is not certain to regain his spot as captain of the Australian Rugby League team when he returns from suspension after being charged with drink driving and speeding offences. Boyd Cordner has been installed as Kangaroos skipper for this month's tests against New Zealand and Tonga. While Inglis won't be ineligible from resuming the role, it's up to Meninga to decide whether or not he will. And Meninga says the incident is disappointing.
Well, yeah, it's a maybe. And I mean, he's, you know, I've got great admiration for Greg, you know, highly respect him, you know, love him dearly, been involved with him for many, many years, and he was really excited about the role, you know, the first Indigenous captain since Arthur Beetson, you know, to captain his country in rugby league. So he's really disappointed in himself, and but the true character of him, he's taken on the chin and, you know, he's admitted he's wrong, and we'll all move on.
We'll now look at the weather across Australia. Perth, a shower or two with a possible storm, 22 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two, 19. Similar conditions in Melbourne, 20. Showers easing in Hobart, 16. Rain at times in Canberra, 21. A late shower or two in Wollongong, 23. Partly cloudy in Sydney, 25. More cloud in Newcastle, 27. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 25. A shower or two in Cairns, 28. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.